Welcome, everyone. This month, we are focusing on the theme of hope. As we enter into this time of reflection and prayer, take a moment to breathe and focus your heart on the God of hope in whom you have put your trust. I would like to start by offering this blessing from Romans 5:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we will be reading Mary's song, or the Magnificat, from Luke 1:46-55. Mary has been visited by an angel who gave her unbelievable news that she will conceive and give birth to a son, Jesus, the Son of the Most High, even though she is still a virgin. And Mary believed. A short time later, Mary visits her older cousin Elizabeth, who bestows a blessing on her. And Mary responds with this powerful song of praise. Listen to Mary's song and ask the Lord to reveal more of his character to you. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors." Mary praises God because he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. The New Living Translation puts it this way: he took notice of his lowly servant girl. Did you know the God of the universe notices you? How does this truth impact you today? How does it impact your view of yourself, your identity? Mary goes on to describe how God extends mercy to those who fear him. Jesus tells us the parable of the unmerciful servant in Matthew 18 to help us understand the depth of God's mercy toward us. Timothy Keller summarizes it this way: a king has a servant who owed him a debt of 10,000 talents. An ordinary working person could expect to earn perhaps a single talent a year. In today's terms, the average working class earns $40,000 a year. That would make the debt about $400 billion. Why did Jesus introduce such an inconceivable number? The enormous debt that the servant owes tells us that our debt to God is too large to ever make up. Our only hope is astounding, free grace and forgiveness from God himself. How has God showed his mercy to you? What is your response to God's mercy in your life? As we reread this passage, can you think of one young person in your life who needs to hear this word? Someone who especially needs to know that God notices them and He extends His great mercy toward them. Luke 1:46 to 55. And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For He has been mindful of the humble state of His servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with His arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped His servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as He promised our ancestors." I recently watched a Life Teams video about building a sense of belonging with youth. This video said that belonging boils down to three steps. I am noticed, I am named, I belong. In this passage, we hear Mary praise God because He is mindful of her, or in other words, He notices her. Can you think of a young person or a loved one who needs to know that they are noticed? Ask God to bring to mind something that you remember about that person, and take a moment this week to reach out to them and remind them that they are noticed. Now let's reflect again on God's mercy. Mary declares that God fulfills an ancient promise He made to the Israelites by remembering to be merciful. Ask God to bring to mind someone in your life who needs to be reminded of God's promises, of His great mercy. Pray for this person right now. Knowing that God notices us and is merciful toward us brings us deep, lasting hope. Again, I will read Romans 5:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. We end this time together with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing, put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full, let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. Oh, now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours, so be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.